Chapter 9, The Plan of Salvation, How the Way Back to God Was Created. After the fall, countless spirits found themselves separated from God. A way had to be found for those who longed to return to God. Yet it had to honor everyone's free will, even Lucifer's. This became the great plan of salvation in which Christ played a central role. As we said, spheres of darkness had come into existence. Everyone living there was under the dominion of Lucifer. In the beginning, there wasn't even any longing for the light. But after experiencing this self-chosen misery for a very long time, by living in a state of desolation, a vague longing for something else began to take hold. These beings didn't know quite what they longed for, but there was a longing. Memory of God and His worlds was extinguished to the same degree that disharmony had set in. Slowly, something began to wake up. It was an exceedingly slow process, however, for knowledge is light, and this was pitch black. It works the same here on earth. If we have no spiritual enlightenment, we have to work just to gain a glimpse of what it is that we might be wanting. Eventually, the longing grew strong enough for a glimmer of light to appear. And that changed everything. It was as if a distant dawn began to change the contours of their world. The cold wasn't quite so cold, the hot not quite so hot, the filth wasn't quite so filthy anymore, the loneliness a little more bearable, not quite so hopeless. Earth is an opportunity. When the time was ripe, the material world as we know it came into existence. You could say that God created this material world for us, and that would be true. To be sure, nothing can be created without the creative divine force. But it is equally true that this world arose from the longing of fallen spirits who wanted something higher. The world we live in is both the result of our longing to rise higher and the opportunity to fulfill it. Conditions were created here where we can make a choice to develop ourselves spiritually. More specifically, we can make a free choice for God. This is something that was impossible for us to do in the world of darkness. Earth is a sphere that is a product of the longing of the fallen angels. It's also equally true that it's a product of the longing of all the spirits who stayed true to God. Their deepest desire is to bring their brothers and sisters back home to be with God. So both the divine worlds and the dark worlds contributed to this creation. And since free will is a fundamental part of God's spirit world, it had to be available to us in a co-created world. This is why we have free will while incarnated here on earth, even if it did not exist in the dark worlds from which we came. In a similar way, the influence of both worlds still exists here today. Consider this question. Would Earth continue to exist if fallen angels no longer came here? Strange as this may seem, it would not. That said, Earth is key for our spiritual journey. We need to learn to take care of it so we can continue to come here for as long as we need to. Perhaps the better question is, where would we have to stay if we could no longer come here? The arrival of humans. Long before we were ready to come here as human beings, the spiritual life force acted to create other life forms on Earth. It produced animals, plants, and minerals as well as other substances that were at first without awareness. Through many intermediate states, human beings very gradually came into existence. When this happened, a major phase was completed. All the forms that came before such human beings were simply instrumental in leading up to that point. Up until this time, all we really had was a longing. It was then, at the human stage, that the first glimmer of self-awareness came to be reborn or reawakened in us. Self-awareness includes the ability to think and decide. That is what is needed for development to take place. After that, more and more human beings appeared. For the first time since the fall, by coming to Earth, there was a chance to learn, change, and turn to God. Through the influence of God's world, we could start to create a better world for ourselves, both in matter and in spirit. After physical death, and also during sleep when the body rested, human beings would go to the spirit world. There, they would receive inspirations and influences of all sorts. But development for incarnated beings was very slow, because humans were all so low in their development. This meant we were constantly influenced by the dark spheres we had come from. In fact, if God's world hadn't acted, it wouldn't have been much different on Earth than in the hell realms we had come from. We must try to feel the truth behind these words. We are touching on the very greatest questions of all time. Even in the best situation, this cannot be fully comprehended by the human mind. But we often wonder about these things. In response, this information is being given so we can have some type of framework for understanding and satisfying our curiosity. Connecting with the light. Exactly how did God's world show itself? How could angels of God inspire and guide beings from the spheres of darkness? The reality is that, according to universal law, an individual has to make the first step in order to receive from God's world. We must knock before the door can open. How then, when human beings were so coarse, with really no inkling of God and no idea of His world, could they take this step? They would have had no idea what to do. Fortunately, since God's world co-created this planet, then according to the law of free will, they had the right to appear here too. As such, the answer is that pure spirits, those who weren't part of the fall, have been incarnated at all times. They brought light and love and wisdom, and they fulfilled a great mission by coming here. Because of their strength and influence, one of them outweighed dark spirits 100 to 1. In order for everything to be equal, during those early times, a very limited number of pure spirits could come. Through this steady influence over the ages, fallen angels have been given a choice of what to listen to. Is it the side that speaks to our lower nature? Or is it the side that seems to help us get up and over our hurdles and difficulties? In this way, God has played by the rules. As far as communication with the beyond went, it took place through guidance and inspiration. This has always existed for people and will always exist. But there was also, at that time, a more direct form of communication. This is what we now call channeling or mediumship in its various forms. Such communication was very dependent on who was doing the channeling. This includes their attitude, goals, and general development. In the early days, fallen spirits could only contact the dark spheres, but pure incarnated spirits could connect with the world of God. for if one was possible, both were possible. Why errors arise. This relates to a misunderstanding that arose regarding the mother of Jesus. The spirit of the woman we call the Virgin Mary was a pure spirit. She was a very highly developed spirit who was never part of the fall, because Jesus Christ could not have been born from an impure spirit. Her purity led to the misinterpretation of the meaning of the phrase Immaculate Conception, which referred to her unfallen nature. Every error in various religions has some background that makes the error understandable. In this case, it was through spirit communication that humanity was told that Jesus' mother was pure. This was misunderstood as referring to sexual purity and that the mother of Jesus gave birth as a virgin. In fact, the conception took place like any other conception. God's laws are perfect, regardless of the way humanity bends some of them. So there was no need for God to override his laws. Note that while many people on earth misdirect their sexual energy and therefore think of sexuality as impure, this is not so. In truth, human development could not have proceeded at all without the occasion of incarnated pure spirits. We all benefited greatly from their direct connection with the world of God. They spread truth and light to the extent people were able to absorb it. Even though they had no evil in them, the material body alone takes away a great deal of energy. Due to this, teachings coming only from these people would not have been sufficient. In short, channeling was the only way for truth to come through to humanity. And the benefits far outweighed the errors. All told, the benefits of receiving channeled messages strongly outweighed the danger and damage caused by communications with Lucifer's domain. Yet this is also one reason that some people mistakenly believe today that all communication with the other side is bad. They fear we will connect with Lucifer or one of his henchmen. The power of positive change. It was highly beneficial for humanity to be able to receive these great emissaries from God's world. But fairness required balance, which meant that equal representation was allowed from the dark spheres. As a result, dark spirits claiming to be gods were also here. They were ready to favor human beings with all sorts of goodies if people would agree to follow the dictates of these luciferic spirits. Still, since God's world is so much more potent, it was a fair deal. Simply put, people have always been allowed to make a fair choice. This is how it went for a very long time, until, gradually, more and more fallen angels began to wake up. Eventually, their longing for God became conscious and meaningful. They were able to develop their will enough to overcome evil impulses. This is a powerful change we are talking about here. We often underestimate the effect of a single person's spiritual growth. When we do the best we can with the resources available to us, we certainly help ourselves. But more than that, we add real power to the great reservoir of good. And that power has far-reaching effects, whether we can perceive them or not. Perhaps as a person heals and grows, we will see some of the effect in our immediate surroundings. We might see, for example, that others are truly reacting differently toward us in response to the way we are changing. But none of us will ever know, as long as we're here on Earth, just how far-reaching the effects are. of how impactful even the smallest progress in the right direction is. No effort in the direction of goodness is ever in vain. It is like throwing a stone into still water. One ring appears, then another, and another, until they extend so far we can no longer follow them with our eyes. Yet the rings are still there. In the same way, when even one person overcomes a single weakness, it matters. It becomes a meaningful contribution to the great plan of salvation.